It's before Paul early. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show on 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back. Listen, guys, when you go to the grocery store, just something that's always been an issue for me anyway. Now, I'm no pro. I don't go that often. But when I do, do you guys look for the dates, you know, the used by or the best by or sell by kind of dates that get posted on the food? First of all, they're a little confusing to know what each one of them means. Now, Kristen, you're a pro, of course.
I am a frequent grocery store shopper, yes.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. When you make the purchase, you take it home, you put it in your refrigerator, wherever it may be, and it says best by, right?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, used by a certain date
mm-hmm.
once you get it home. Do you rely on those dates just universally? Like, for example, because this is an issue, I'll get to the punchline here in a second, but I want to ask you, do you just automatically throw something away if it goes past the best by date or used by date?
Not always, to be truthful.
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of do the old smell test, the quick taste test.
Okay.
It's confusing.
Yeah.
Sell by, use by, best by. I mean, it's, I don't know. I think it's kind of confusing. So
it is.
I'm going to say I do what most people do. They do the old smell test or like a quick taste test to see. It's, you know, if the product is still good. Yeah.
You have your husband taste it first, right?
Yeah, right. I can't even, nobody in my house is doing that. I'm the sacrificial lamb in that department.
Yeah. Here, honey, taste this. Just it expired 3 weeks ago. Just wondering if it's still
last
good.
Year.
Yeah, sure. Right,
yeah.
Right, last year. Right. Mark,
right.
Mark, you got any, Mark, I know you've got things in your refrigerator that expired last year, don't you?
No. My wife is on top of it.
She's on top of it. Thank God for your wife.
But how about all those people that stocked up during the pandemic? Like, I know people that went crazy and, you know, overbought, you know, to stock up their pantry. Well, I mean, there's got to be labels in there that have now expired, right?
Right. Okay. Well, that's one issue. But here's another issue on the heels of all this. And there's some calls for making changes on this. And here's why. I think one of the worst things that's kind of the on the output side, the negative output side of our society and the way it all works is that there's a tremendous amount of food waste, as we all know. And this is a big problem. I mean, it's a problem for lots of reasons. It's a problem because there are people going hungry in the world, you know, and here we are throwing food away. The great society here in the U.S., you know, that has all these, you know, as tough as it may be from time to time, privileges still, no less. We've got a system that, you know, is intended to make sure fundamentally, even though it doesn't work perfectly, of course, as we all know, but people get fed and here in our stores and at the restaurant establishments as well. A lot of food waste going on, a lot being thrown away, a lot not being consumed. And the worst part of it is that a lot of it is still good food,
mm-hmm.
really good food. And that's what makes it doubly sad. And of course, the other problem with this food waste issue is that we're producing more food than we are able to consume. And that's a shame. I mean, you know, you can go on and on. It damages the environment, animal lives really wasted, kind of sad. So the issue goes on and on. Well, here's how the food labels relate to the issue. A lot of people rely strictly on the label, but don't really understand specifically what the label means. So for example, you'll see a best buy date in your refrigerator. Now that's just best buy is intended to give you an indication, if you really think about what it says, of when it's best, but it doesn't mean necessarily fundamentally that you cross the threshold if you pass that date into it's no good anymore. And so many people throw it away, making a mistake when maybe it's not the, you know, at its best, but it's still just fine, you know, just fine and should still be consumed. And so these food labels are, you know, an issue now, and there's calls to change them and to make it clearer what they really mean so that if you pass that best buy date, it doesn't lead to unnecessarily pitching of the food. And the new label they're trying to come up with now that a lot of people are getting behind that they want to see used exclusively is best if used by. Best if used by.
So a combination.
Well, the used by or the best buy were intended to be labels, those two labels that once you got the food home were to guide the consumer as to when to use the product. So right, they're combining those two into a single now, best if used by. There was also the sell by, which was supposed to be an indicator for the establishment selling it, the grocery store, if you will. And they're thinking of making that an internal indication only and simply having that one label on the food, best if used by. So that's a change coming our way. I think it's a smart change.
Yeah, you know, it's needed. Definitely.
It's needed because, again, these labels are confusing at best and at worst, you know, lead to inadvertent food waste. Only 67% in a recent poll by the Harvard Food Law and Policy Clinic, only 67% knew what Best Buy dates really meant. So that means, you know, a third of the people relying on the label used it incorrectly and, again, tossed that food prematurely just because it passed that Best Buy date. So there you go. It's confusing, and again, I think the worst part of it is, and again, just tossing this food product that we produce here in the U.S. and around the world intended to feed people. It's a system that's not perfect, that's for sure, but this might be a step in the right direction. So there you go. What do you think, Kristen? Would that be helpful to you?
I think so, yeah. I do, especially now when everybody's being very conscious about how much cost
is
spending.
Exactly. Yes, cost is a major factor these days. So hopefully that will go a long way to helping not only avoid the senseless tossing of food prematurely, but all the problems, the offshoots of the problems that come with it. So there you go. Interesting story. We hope to see this change getting made. Looks like it's on its way. That's good news. All right, there you have it. We're going to come back with more right here on the Pre-W Smith Show. Stick with us.